Yeah, they've made a couple of bad financial decisions. Buying that house was one of them. And then they only had one child, Luke. And my son was actually getting ready to schedule an appointment to go in and get that taken care of so they wouldn't have any more kids. And one of my daughter-in-law's girlfriends got pregnant. All of a sudden, she's like, maybe we should try for one more. Cancel that appointment. They ended up with twins. He was driving a two-door Honda Civic, and she had a Ford Fiesta, a little tiny Ford Fiesta. So they need a car that'll take three car seats, so they decide to go out and shop for a vehicle. They didn't ask for my opinion on it. When my son bought his car, he bought it used, he asked me to come and go for a test ride and check it all out. They bought a Chevy Traverse with like 130,000 miles on it. They bought it. They brought it home. They used it for the summer. It lasted 3 months. And then the timing chain had stretched, and it jumped timing. Then they called me. They asked me to come down and check out this vehicle, and it was all kinds of error codes, the crank sensor codes, the timing chain codes, and I'm like, I checked it out, and I'm like, this isn't something that I can fix. And it got to the point it would barely run. We found a guy out in Davison that's a mechanic that said he would buy it, do the timing job, and whatever else it needed, and he'd be able to sell it. And we barely got it to him. At some of the times had to drive it on the shoulder. It wouldn't even keep up with traffic speed. And he gave us money for it. And luckily, her grandmother gave them her vehicle, which would hold three car seats. So that was a blessing. But yeah, they made a couple bad financial decisions. KB8RVP.